Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Our first guest on the assault on Christian marriage is Nebraska Carter. He's been pastor of the Living Waters Church of God in Christ in downtown Syracuse for 37 years. And we have three questions to ask our guest, and welcome, Nebraska. Number one, what is your feeling about the same-sex marriage issue?
Well, my feeling, Doctor, is same as the scripture. I believe in following what God has, our purpose for us to do is follow His commandment. I believe same-sex marriage is an abomination, as the scripture said in Leviticus 18 and 23. So my feeling is very much is against it. I think God made man and woman to be partners with each other, and not man and man to be partners with each other.
And I know you've taken some steps to address this problem because you are very passionate about upholding the biblical standard. Can you tell our listeners what steps you've taken to address it?
Well, the steps that I've taken, my first step is to preach God's word from the pulpit, but that's not enough. Every time I meet someone that's going to run for a political office, that's the first question I always ask them. What is their stand on same-sex marriage? And I let them know my opposition against that, and let them know that really that administration is really not going to stand for long going against Almighty God in this fashion.
So you share the conviction of other pastors who are preaching today who are saying that unless America turns from his sexual revolution, God is going to have to judge America.
Doctor, I think he has already judged us. The thing that we see, if people can't see now what's happening now, there's nothing going right anywhere. They can't see that there's something wrong with wherever the power comes from. And the power is not from earth, it's from heaven, it's from God. They're seeing the thing that's happening. The economy is going down the drain. Sicknesses and diseases are taking over, but yet man still want to hold on to his carnalistic views of God's creation. So I think the judgment has already begun.
Well, in New York State, I know that there was a move by the governor to approve same-sex marriage. And if I understand correctly, my friend, you went down to the governor's office and spoke to him. Is that correct?
I spoke to the governor more than once because I've known him before he was governor. And I've always discussed that with him and let him know that I believe he knows better. I think they're looking at where they can get the most votes, but there are more people against it than there are for it. I think if they wake up and find out, if they would take the right kind of statistic, they would find out they would be more safe with standing with the church than we are without it.
Well, you know, in studying American history, I recently went to a conference, and it was very clear that in the early days of the Founding Fathers, many pastors were very passionate about the issues that affected America and were willing to step into their pulpits and address the issue. Do you think pastors today need to somehow be challenged to take more of a forcible position on these issues that are not only moral, but are also government and politics and other things like that?
More so than ever before that pastors need to take a stand, because I think, really, pastors really is to blame for all of this, for not speaking out bold enough, not teaching their parishioners bold enough. You got pastors that will march with same-sex marriage to support that. And that's an abomination in the sight of God. You either for me or against me. I think we all are a part of the solution, or we are part of the problem. If we don't do anything to help solve the problem, then we become a part of the solution. If we sit by and don't say anything, then that means we are for the same-sex marriage.
Well, I have time for just one quick last question, Nebraska, because I've heard you say this to me in private. You're willing to pay a price if it becomes necessary in order for you to be faithful to God's word, correct?
Yes. The Bible even tells us, for standing for God and with his word, many of us are going to go to jail. Some of us are even going to be killed for the word of God's sake. And we got to take up a stand. It seems like we're approaching that day.
Well, thank you so much, Nebraska. We appreciate your passion for God's word. God bless you. Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.